Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The high cost of housing could become a defining issue in this year's mayoral race in Boston. The six major candidates agree that there's a shortage of affordable housing in the city, and they've proposed a variety of potential solutions. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, it's a main issue for many voters and the candidates.
Standing in the heart of Roxbury sipping iced tea, Sharika Beck reminisces about how much Nubian Square has changed.
It's changed dramatically.
How so?
A lot. Like, this building wasn't never here. It used to be a big hole. And then they have the new building. I believe that's going to be apartments.
But Beck says she can't afford the homes being built in her old neighborhood.
I would love to live in Dudley because I work down here and I grew up down here, but I'm able to because of the prices of the apartments and whatnot.
Beck helps coordinate bus routes for city schools. She says she makes too much money to qualify for housing subsidies, but too little to afford market rents. That's a catch-22 she hopes Boston's next mayor will solve. Like many Boston residents, Beck spends a huge portion of her income on rent. A recent poll sponsored by WBUR found that housing was second only to the pandemic as a priority for Boston voters. That's why housing is a key theme for all the major candidates for mayor. Let's hear from City Councilor Michelle Wu.
Boston has mechanisms for the production of affordable rentals, and we've been hitting significant milestones on that front. But when it comes to home ownership in particular, we still see that the barriers are very, very high for particularly first-generation buyers and Black and brown residents.
And State Representative John Santiago.
I work in the emergency department where patients come to the emergency department because they get evicted and they have nowhere else to go, right? And it's so hard to get people back into their respective homes or houses once they've been evicted.
And here's City Councilor Anissa Asaibi-George.
Boston's an expensive city to rent in. Boston's a very expensive city to live in. The cost of rent is often more than the cost of a mortgage. So as a city, we need to make sure that our families, our residents across the city of Boston can move to purchase.
Roxbury-based City Councilor Andrea Campbell.
When we closed on our home, my husband and I, how emotional it was for me, because I knew with the purchase of this home, that would be breaking cycles of generational poverty for my family, and most importantly, my two boys, which I didn't have growing up in the city of Boston.
And Boston's former economic development chief, John Barrows.
The Boston Federal Reserve Bank reported that the median net worth of a white household in Boston is $247,000. The median net worth of a Black family in Boston is like $8. Home ownership was a big part of that.
In a statement, acting Mayor Kim Janey said the city needs more home ownership opportunities so residents have the opportunity to build generational wealth and break the cycle of poverty. Boston already has programs to help people buy homes and pay their rent, and most of the candidates want to expand those efforts. Michelle Wu is the only candidate who supports broad limits on rent increases. Other candidates either oppose rent control or only want restrictions on rents for seniors and disabled people. Josh Zakem, a former city councilor who heads a nonprofit focused on housing, says he thinks the city could make it easier for developers to build cheaper homes.
Right now, the hurdles they have to jump through on zoning, neighborhood input, park requirements. There's a host of things that increase the complexity, the cost, and the timeline. So there's a lot of small things we can do.
Back in Nubian Square, Sharika Beck says her family has lived in Roxbury since her grandparents settled here. But she's worried hers could be the last generation to call this place home.
I mean, the cost of living, it costs a lot. And I don't want to be forced out of here. I love Boston. And right now I'm on the verge of looking for a whole new other state to go to. And that's bad.
Beck doesn't just want more affordable apartments. She wants the next mayor of Boston to help people like her own their own property. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.